You shall build a house, and you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, and you shall not gather the grapes. Now, most people don't even plant a vineyard, so they don't get that. But if you go out and build a nice house, you marry this girl, she's sleeping with two or three other guys, and you go out and build her a $200,000 house, and then she takes it away from you and leaves you and goes and moves in with one of those other guys in your house. And you want to know why? Who did all that? God did. Why? Because of your disobedience. Because you're under the curse. Because you've not put God first. Isn't that something? Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat thereof. Your ass shall be violently taken away from you before your face. Now, that today, that you're, when he's talking about your ass, today that's your car. Your car shall be violently taken away from you before your face, and shall not be restored to thee. Your sheep shall be given unto your enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. I was watching a little deal. You know how they got cameras everywhere today? It was on the news in the last few days. Yeah, Big Brother's watching. There was a man that they were watching. They thought he was a criminal, but they couldn't catch him. And so they were really watching him. And an FBI agent or what he was happened to be standing up there one day, and he's watching. And they got these cameras all over the city where they can, and they're observing him walking down the street with a camera. And this guy's got a smirk on his face. And when he walks up and sees that FBI guy, he knows him. So he knows he ain't got a weapon on him or nothing. So he knows that he can't be proved. He's guilty of nothing. Although he's a habitual murderer, he's killed many women and raped them. And they're trying to catch him. And when he looks up and sees the guy, he smiles at him. And he's looking at the FBI guy. And he takes about three steps. And a car running 40 miles an hour hit him right in the side and knocked him plumb over into another intersection and killed him right there in the street. He got away with it, didn't he, Lucky?
Sure did.
Yeah. Do you get away with anything? Isn't that amazing? When he saw that FBI guy, he ain't paying attention to the traffic and steps right out in the oncoming traffic. And on the TV, you saw this guy get hit by an oncoming car. Killed him. Wonder where he went. Oh, I guess he's up there in the daisies with the Lord. You don't think so, Eldon? You think maybe the guy went to hell? Yeah, I think so too. He thought he was getting by with something. He was under a curse. You know, the majority of the world is under a curse. You know, this is some pretty serious stuff here, isn't it? In other words, whenever I tell somebody, you know, well, if they tell me my wife done this or whatever, she's running around with another man, I say, well, you know, you're the problem. What? I said, yeah, you're not serving God. You're not putting God first. You're not reading His Word. That's why your wife's out running around with some other guy. I said, you know, if you were submitted to God and you were obeying God, your wife would be submitted to you. And you'd have a blessed life. You know, but when we get detached from God, you know, in fact, I want to go read those scriptures again, Proverbs 29:1. I want you to see Proverbs 29:1, and it don't matter which translation, put it in King James, NLT. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck. Now, do you know anybody that does that? I mean, I go up to somebody and say, you know, I ain't seen you in church. Tom, I ain't seen you in church in a long time. You say, I ain't got time to go to church sermon. I got other things to do. You know, you're hardening your neck. You know, I ain't going to go to church just because I'm telling you. But the Lord says, he that being often reproved, in other words, I tell you this week and somebody else tells you next week and somebody else tells you next week. You get the point, right? I can say all this to Tom because he's here every Sunday. See? He that being often reproved hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy. What do you think about that guy that stepped out in front of that car? That was it. He had no idea that when he looked at that guy and smirked at him, he's going to take three steps and a car going 40 miles an hour is going to hit him right straight. That guy, when he looked up, he didn't even have time to move. There's a guy just stepped out in front of him. And bam, he's dead just that quick. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed. That's scary, isn't it? Now then, do I want to harden my neck when somebody tells me something about God? Not hardly. I want to listen. Now then, let's go to Psalms 50, verse 22. I want you to see this one. Now consider this, you that forget God. Now, do you know anybody that's been a member of the church or that's walked with God and then forgot Him? Turned her back on Him? Ain't got time to go to church no more. You know anybody like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, let's see what happens to those kind of people. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver you. Because when I, God, get a hold of you, there ain't nobody can deliver you out of my hands, is there? So when you see a man, and I've been making this statement for the last 20 years, I see men, it usually happens to men until they're 40, 50, and 60 years old. They go to church a little, off and on, not in the Word hardly at all. Now, some of them may go to church every Sunday, but they're not in the Word during the week. They forget God 6 days a week. They give Him one. Go to church on Sunday, but never read His Word, never talk to Him, never pray to Him, never say nothing, never wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I love You. Thank You that You woke me up this morning. Never think about God. And you go along there 10 or 20 years like that, and then all of a sudden, cancer comes up on you. How many times have I seen that in my life? Over and over and over and over. And then once in a while, a man, I'm talking about a man now, a man that forgets God, when he forgets God and cancer comes upon him, some of those men are so backwards when it comes to God's Word, they won't even come to the church to try to get healed because they ain't never seen nobody healed in church. But if they happen to be in a church where they have seen some healings, they might just come back and ask the pastor or the deacons to pray for them. But do they really expect to get well? Probably not. They may give it a shot. But you know, most churches, when a man gets cancer in every church, does he come down front to the pastor and say, I want to be prayed for? No, they don't do it, do they, Tom? So why do we not see any miracles? Because we don't believe God. We don't believe Him. Well, when we look at all these things we've looked at today, now then, I'm going to tell you a story to finish this up today. Many of you have heard me tell this story, but today I got pictures. I mean, you know, with what I teach, I've had a lot of people in my life tell me that I am crazy. Oh, you laugh because you went up. You used to do that. You don't believe that anymore, though, do you, Terry? But Terry thought I was crazy. But she's no different than many others because she'd never been trained. She'd been in church. She knew the Word of God to a degree. But, you know, a lot of people do. Well, there was a couple a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and they had listened to Caitlin's miracle. And they were so impressed with what they heard. They had a 6.5-year-old girl with eczema. And she was awful. Awful. I'm going to pass these pictures around for you to see. Oh, okay. To start off with, here's this little 6.5-year-old girl. And she's got eczema like Dave had. I mean, her neck is awful. Y'all can pass those around, people looking. Here's her little arms, and all these things are just big old sores all over her arms. She's 6.5 years old. Yeah, 6.5 years old. Yeah, there's some of these almost just alike. And then here she is. On here, you can see her face and her eyes are all red and everything. You can see those. And those are the color ones I have. And then I'm not going to pass these others around because these are black and white. But the color ones, you can see a whole lot more about those. Now, this couple, she called and said, I want you to pray for my daughter. If you raised your granddaughter from the dead, I know when you pray for my daughter, she'll be healed. Now, see, when you find a man of faith, you think all you got to do is call him and he'll pray the prayer of faith and your daughter's going to get well. We never stop to think about, why is my daughter sick in the first place? See, nobody ever teaches that in church. You know, you never have somebody like A.A. Allen that brings that little boy up here and puts him in his arms and says, this boy looks more like an animal than he does a human being because of the parent's sin. You just don't, nobody talks like that, do they? We don't hear that. Or, just like the men in church in John 9, 1 and 2, who sinned that this man was born blind? Him or his parents? You know, nobody ever remembers the question. They always say, well, see, nobody sinned. That's the only thing we remember. Nobody sinned. But they missed totally the question. Why? In other words, if I'm broke, then why am I broke? If I'm sick, why am I sick? Nobody ever asked that question. But I think it's time we start asking that question. When people come forth, why are you sick? I mean, what are you doing that sin? Because you can pray for those people. If you don't find out the reason for their sin, those people, you can pray for them, you can anoint them with oil, you can do all kinds of things, and chances of you getting that person healed or you getting that person back into financial prosperity is almost zero, because whatever sin they're involved in that's keeping them there has not been changed. You see where I'm coming from? That's just like that man one time that came to me. He was a businessman, successful. I don't know, he's probably worth at least $2 or $3 million. And all of a sudden, things began to go bad for him. His business started going down. And within just maybe a year or less, he was bankrupt. I mean, he was right there on the verge of bankruptcy. And he could not understand. He was a good Christian man, went to church, served God. He tithed. He'd done everything right. But he couldn't understand why he was falling apart in his business. And so we went to his house to talk to him. Walked up on the front porch, there's this old beggar statue on the front porch. I said, where'd that come from? Oh, he said, my mother-in-law or father-in-law, what it was, family members, went to Mexico a couple of years ago, and they bought this and gave it to me, and so I put it on the front porch. I said, how long ago? He said, well, a year and a half or so. I said, when did your business start failing? He said, about a year and a half ago, or a year. I said, that's what I thought. I said, that's a symbol of poverty. You got a beggar on the front porch of your house, a symbol of poverty, and a curse has come upon you, and now then you're wondering why you're falling apart. I said, take that thing off of your porch, burn that sucker, but my mother-in-law got it for me. I said, I don't care who got it for you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Faith Pleases God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.